"Capital," said Holmes calmly. "Watson, a bucket of water over the straw. That will do. Lestrade, allow me to present you with your principal missing witness, Mr. Jonas Oldacre." The detective stared at the newcomer with blank amazement. The latter was blinking in the bright light of the corridor and peering at us and at the smoldering fire. It was an odious face, crafty, vicious, malignant, with shifty, light-gray eyes and white eyelashes.
"What's this, then?" said Lestrade at last. "What have you been doing all this time, eh?"
Oldacre gave an uneasy laugh, shrinking back from the furious red face of the angry detective.
"I have done no harm."
"No harm? You have done your best to get an innocent man hanged. If it wasn't for this gentleman here, I am not sure that you would not have succeeded."
The wretched creature began to whimper.
"I am sure, sir. It was only my practical joke."
"Oh, joke, was it? You won't find the laugh on your side, I promise you. Take him down and keep him in the sitting room until I come. Mr. Holmes," he continued when they had gone, "I could not speak before the constables, but I don't mind saying in the presence of Dr. Watson that this is the brightest thing that you have done yet, though it is a mystery to me how you did it. You have saved an innocent man's life, and you have prevented a very grave scandal, which would have ruined my reputation on the force."
Holmes smiled and clapped Lestrade upon the shoulder. "Instead of being ruined, my good sir, you will find that your reputation has been enormously enhanced. Just make a few alterations in that report which you were writing, and they will understand how hard it is to throw dust in the eyes of Inspector Lestrade."
"And you don't want your name to appear?"
"Not at all. The work is its own reward. Perhaps I shall get the credit also at some distant day when I permit my zealous historian to lay out his foolscap once more. Eh, Watson? Well, now, let us see where this rat has been lurking." A lath and plaster partition had been run across the passage, 6 feet from the end, with a door cunningly concealed in it. It was lit within by slits under the eaves. A few articles of furniture and a supply of food and water were within, together with a number of books and papers.
"There is the advantage of being a builder," said Holmes as we came out. "He was able to fix up his own little hiding place without any confederate, save, of course, that precious housekeeper of his, whom I should lose no time in adding to your bag, Lestrade."
"I'll take your advice, but how did you know of this place, Mr. Holmes?"
"I made up my mind that the fellow was in hiding in the house. When I paced one corridor and found it 6 feet shorter than the corresponding one below, it was pretty clear where he was. I thought he had not the nerve to lie quiet before an alarm of fire. We would, of course, have gone in and taken him, but it amused me to make him reveal himself. Besides, I owed you a little mystification, Lestrade, for your chaff in the morning."
"Well, sir, you certainly got equal with me on that. But how in the world did you know he was in the house at all?"
"The thumb mark, Lestrade. You said it was final, and so it was, in a very different sense. I knew it had not been there the day before. I pay a great deal of attention to matters of detail, as you may have observed, and I had examined the hall and was sure that the hall was clear. Therefore, it had been put on during the night."
"But how?"
"Very simply. When those packets were sealed up, Jonas Oldacre got MacFarlane to secure one of the seals by putting his thumb upon the soft wax. It would be done so quickly and so naturally that I dare say the young man himself has no recollection of it. Very likely it just so happened, and Oldacre himself had no notion of the use he would put it to. Brooding over the case, in that den of his, it suddenly struck him what absolutely damning evidence he could make against MacFarlane by using that thumb mark. It was the simplest thing in the world for him to take a wax impression from the seal, to moisten it in as much blood as he could get from a pinprick, and to put the mark upon the wall during the night, either with his own hand or with that of his housekeeper. If you examine among those documents which he took with him into his retreat, I will lay you a wager that you will find the seal with the thumb mark upon it."
"Wonderful," said Lestrade, "wonderful. It's all as clear as crystal, as you put it. But what is the object of this deep deception, Mr. Holmes?"
It was amusing to see how the detective's overbearing manner had changed suddenly.
to that of a child asking questions of its teacher.